Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the commentary points of Surah Al-Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, we're going to have a look at the 83rd verse of Surah Qasas. Let's listen to the verse, and we'll be back with our discussion.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين.
That home of the hereafter we assign to those who do not desire exaltedness upon the earth or corruption. And the best outcome is for the righteous.
So, dear listeners, throughout the previous episodes, we mentioned that this 83rd verse of Surah Qasas is acting as a kind of conclusion to the story of that rich, proud criminal man, Qarun. And this statement in this verse is a general conclusion for that event. And this is the resolution of the story of Qarun. And this verse actually makes it clear for us and indicates that any kind of amassing wealth and self-superiority is the cause of destruction, both in this world and in hereafter. Now, the verse says, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. The abode of hereafter, we assign it for those who do not intend to exalt themselves in the earth, nor to make mischief. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the good end is for the pious ones. Now, in the previous episodes, we mentioned the different traditions regarding this holy verse of the Quran. And in one of the traditions, we mentioned that Imam Ali alayhi salam, during his apparent caliphate, he used to walk in the market and recite this verse when he was passing by the sellers and the tradesmen. So, right after mentioning this verse and reciting this verse loud to them, Imam Ali alayhi salam would usually say, this verse has revealed about the just and the humble rulers and also other powerful ones among people. Now, hearing this word from Imam Ali alayhi salam means that in the same manner that I have not used the government as a means for my self-superiority, you people, you tradesmen, you sellers, you must not also use your financial ability as means for your domination over others, either because the good end belongs to that group who do not want to make mischief and do not seek self-superiority. So, this is the reason. You do not have to go for this world, and your aim must be something else.
Dil kan
So, brothers and sisters, we are somehow done with the 83rd verse of this chapter, but let us have a look at the ending part of the verse. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ In the very end, the Holy Quran says, الْعَاقِبَةُ, which is good end, is for the pious ones, لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Now, the word end, in its vast concept, is the good end, victory in this world, and heaven and its bounties in the next world, of course. So we could somehow translate the word عاقبه, both in this world and in the next world as well. But we saw what an evil fate had the people like Qarun and Pharaoh. Why? Because through their might, they did not put it to good use. So they were unique to some extent for their own beings. They were having different kinds of powers and money, but the Almighty Allah had told them to use this in the path of Him. Since they were not pious, they afflicted the most painful fate that people have heard. Now, we conclude the speech about this verse by a tradition narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who said, it happened that when Imam Sadiq alayhi salam recited this verse, he began weeping and said, by Allah, by this verse, all of the hopes have entirely perished, and it is difficult to gain the good abode of hereafter. Now, this is the state of Imam alayhi salam, what should we do? How should we supplicate? And how should we call unto our Lord? Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, in your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.